The Osgood File, sponsored by Avalara, tax automation for business. With real-time tax calculations and automatic return filing, Avalara simplifies the business of tax. This is Dave Ross. There are 6 million Americans with a condition called alopecia, a disease where the body's immune system attacks healthy hair follicles. It's not life-threatening, but it changes your life when you lose all your hair, especially when you're a kid.
When I had my hair, nobody used to bully me or say anything.
More after this from Charlie. Taylor Breland of Harlem was 6 when she was diagnosed.
I saw a video of you with really big, bushy hair bouncing all over the place.
And then it just started disappearing. CBS's Tony DeCopel talked with Taylor and her mom about the day 2 years ago they discovered Taylor had alopecia and was losing all that bouncy hair.
Do you think hair is cosmetic?
When it's coming to a child and dealing with her self-esteem, there's no cosmetic behind that.
They tried everything, including buying a dog to reduce stress and a synthetic wig, which only made things worse.
They kept on talking about me, saying, I know she's wearing a wig, and that made me really mad.
And then Daniel Cooper got involved. He owns the neighborhood hair salon, and when he heard Taylor's story, he decided to make her a wig from natural human hair as a gift.
If it were a paying customer, how much would that wig go for?
$600-$700.
That's a big gift.
Yeah. God bless me to change my life around, so I just pass the blessings on to other people.
It turns out Cooper knows a little something about being made fun of.
Has anyone ever made fun of you for owning a hair salon?
It was a joke because people know me from running the streets.
Yes, it turned out he served 12 years in prison for drug dealing, in fact, before turning his life around. But the important thing now is to help Taylor get her mojo back. And he knows, and so does Taylor's mom, it'll take more than that wig.
I don't think the wig makes her. I think she makes the wig.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.